If a woman was going to have a baby, you'd say that she's
pregnant.
Okay. Did people used to use that word much?
No, you never heard it when I was a child. You didn't know anything about it.
Uh-huh. What would people say? Or would...
Well, you might have some older friend at school or something like that would ask you if your mother was pregnant.
Would they ask it that way, or would they say another word instead of pregnant?
Is your mother going to have a baby?
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear any joking ways of saying that a woman was pregnant?
Well, I've heard it called PG.
Who would say PG?
Well, it'd be most someone would be talking in front of children.
Mm-hmm. Is that... I heard that expression only one time before. That was by sort of a old-fashioned school teacher. Is that... Would you associate that expression, PG, as something that women use, or would a man use that expression around here?
In fact, I don't know if I have heard a man say very much about a woman that was pregnant.
Yeah.
Sam. It was kept real quiet back in my times.
You never heard anything like foot broke or broke her leg or swallowed a pumpkin seed? Or...
I've heard swallowed a pumpkin seed.
Uh-huh. Say if you didn't have a doctor to deliver a baby, the woman you might send for would be a...
Hi, Krista.
I need to open the curtain.
Go ahead.
The woman you could send for would be a...
Midwife.
Uh-huh. And a child that's born to a woman that's not married would be called a...
Bastard.
Okay. Any other names for that? Any old...
Well, a child born out of wedlock.
Uh-huh. Do you ever hear anything like Bush Child or Woods Colt? Or, okay. And if a boy has the same color hair and eyes that his father has and the same shaped nose, you'd say that he...
resembled his father.
Okay. Any other way of saying that?
Or he favors his father.
Okay. What if he has the same mannerisms and behavior of his father? You'd say that he...
the son's like father.
Okay. And if the child was misbehaving, you might tell him, now, if you do that again, you're going to get a...
a spanking.
Okay. Is that what you tell a young child, or would you say that to an...
Yes, or I'm going to get my switch if you don't behave.
Uh-huh. What about, say, if you were talking to a boy around, say, a 12-year-old boy, would you say you were going to give him a spanking, or...
No, I just say, I'm going to let your daddy tend to you.
Okay. And his father would give him a what?
He'd get a switch.
Okay. Did you ever hear anything like larrapin or tannin or...
I'm going to tan your hide. Sure have.
Okay. And you say your brother's son would be called your...
nephew.
And a child that's lost both parents would be a...
offering children.
Okay. And the person who's supposed to look after him would be his legal...
guardian.
And say, if you have a lot of cousins and nephews and nieces around, you'd say, this town is full of my...
relatives.
Okay. Any other word people would use?
Our kinfolks.
Okay. And you say, well, she has the same family name and she looks a little bit like me, but actually we're no...
relation.
And somebody who comes into town and nobody's ever seen him before would be a...
stranger.
What's that?
A stranger.
Okay. Would it make any difference how far away he came from?
No, he'd still be a stranger if he didn't know him.